From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of thousands march in protest on Donald Trump's first full day as president. Celebrities, entertainers, and political activists called for outspoken opposition to Trump's policies on immigration, the environment, and women's rights. Singer and actress Madonna won huge cheers from the crowd in Washington when she unexpectedly appeared near the end of an hours-long rally near the U.S. Capitol.
Let's march together through this darkness, and with each step, know that we are not afraid. That we are not alone. That we will not back down.
Other celebrities who appeared on stage to cheer on the demonstrators included songwriter Alicia Keys, actor Scarlett Johansson, and R&B artist Maxwell. Gloria Steinem, a leader of the women's movement in the United States for decades, told the crowd that they had the support of other marchers worldwide.
And I was just talking with people from our many sister marches, including the one in Berlin, and they asked me to send a special message. We in Berlin know that walls don't work.
Organizers of the Women's March had planned for a rally near the U.S. Capitol to be followed by a march to the White House, but because the crowd was so large, organizers had to reroute the march. Similar protests were held in several U.S. cities, including New York, Boston, Denver, and Chicago. International protests were held in London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, and Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told 400 CIA employees Saturday that no one feels stronger about the intelligence community than he does. Speaking at their headquarters in Langley, Virginia, on his first full day in office, Trump sought to reassure the intelligence workers of his support.
You're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing. But you're going to have that, and I think everybody in this room knows it.
The meeting follows Trump's repeated and sharp public criticism of U.S. intelligence agencies before and after November's election. He challenged and at times belittled their conclusions that Russia attempted to influence the election to help him win the White House. Earlier, Trump began Saturday with an interfaith prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh is leaving the country, ending a political standoff that briefly saw two men claiming leadership of the West African nation. Jammeh flew out of the capital, Banjul, on Saturday night, hours after announcing he would relinquish power. The incoming president, Adama Barrow, told the Associated Press earlier Saturday that Jammeh would fly to Guinea, though that might not be his final destination. Barrow defeated Jammeh in the December elections, but Jammeh contested the results as calls grew for him to be prosecuted for alleged abuses during his more than 22 years in power. A regional force had been poised to force out the former president if last-ditch diplomatic efforts failed. The United Nations is appealing for $550 million in humanitarian assistance this year to help meet the needs of Afghans affected by conflict, natural disasters, and those returning home from neighboring countries. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Mark Bowden launched the appeal in Kabul Saturday.
With the exception of Syria, there have been no other movements of this scale, and that is why I want to reemphasize that Afghanistan faces exceptional needs that require an exceptional international response.
Bowden said an estimated 1 million Afghans have returned home from neighboring Pakistan and Iran in the last year. He said more than 600,000 Afghans had fled their homes internally due to conflict. At least 20 people were killed when a powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan Saturday. 40 others were wounded. Officials said an initial probe suggested a remotely controlled explosive device hidden in a sack. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.